Some people call the Texas lieutenant governor spot the most powerful position in Texas government. Traditionally, the lieutenant governor gets to appoint all of the committee chairs in the Texas Senate, assign bills, and determine when bills come up for debate or passage on the Senate floor. At a campaign stop in Waco, Democratic State Senator Leticia Vandepute argued that she has the skills to organize differing opinions in the Republican-dominated Texas Senate.
I have always had the respect of others in the legislature, and more than not, it has paid off in that I have worked well with everybody. Because number one, you treat people with respect and you bring people together. That's my hallmark, and that's what I do as lieutenant governor.
Vandepute's opponent, Republican State Senator Dan Patrick, is a conservative talk radio host, not to be confused with the nationally syndicated sports radio host, also named Dan Patrick. He rose in the ranks of Republicans at the Texas Capitol over the last four legislative sessions, with fiery rhetoric opposing illegal immigration, abortion, and big government. This year, he beat long-term Republican Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst in a runoff primary election, signaling what many have called a shift towards a more conservative political movement in Texas. Ashley Cruz Turner, a political science professor at MCC, says that if Patrick wins the election, it'll be interesting to see if he can put his conservative campaign rhetoric into practice.
We're really going to have a test of whether you can radicalize the Texas legislature, whether some of these folks who have a reputation for being, for lack of a better word, more extreme, if there really does, if that translates into something tangible.
Patrick has maintained a low profile since winning the Republican primary election for lieutenant governor. He hasn't made many public appearances and communicates mostly by social media and web ads. And in a state where a Democrat hasn't won a statewide office since 1994, Patrick can afford to play it safe. Vandepute is 17 points behind Patrick, according to a University of Texas, Texas Tribune poll from last week. With KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.